It's the Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. Everybody knows it's the Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. Everybody knows it's the Pandarin Talk.
Welcome back to the Pandarin Talk. My name's Sean Dangler, and I'm with you as always. That's right. My signature singing, if that's called signature. What? This episode of Day in the Life, I just want to talk about drivers. And I feel like, and I would be curious if other people thought this, but I swear people are more aggressive with driving after the pandemic. Like, I swear people are just driving nuttier. And I feel like I was one of them until recently when I almost got myself in an accident, and I have very much so slowed myself down, or tried to at times, and not being as aggressive. But I say that because I swear anytime I'm at a stoplight in like Des Moines or any, you know, where big city, where there's a lot of stoplights and cars don't get stuck in them, I swear, you know, there's like the car, whether it's me or I see another car do this, you go through like yellow, you know, you're like, okay, I maybe could have pressed stop, but I think I was going just enough to get through. So you're like on the skids about it. And then you look, turn around, and you're like, or you see from across the thing, you're like, what the fuck? The light is clearly red, and that car is just zipping through there. And that's like, I swear, this is happening more often than not. The people are just being idiot drivers. Because I, like, today as I'm driving up to Dizer, I was sitting at this stoplight to turn right, and it had just turned green, and there is a full-on semi just making the turn in front of me. Like, had entered the intersection probably as the red was turning to green. And that's like not a rare, I feel, that's not a rarity. Like, I feel like this never used to happen. Or didn't happen as much. But I swear it's almost on the daily that I see people just ripping through these lights. And I don't appreciate it because I don't think it's very safe. Fortunately, I haven't got myself into one of those situations, but man, it is just nutty, to say the least. Like, that's the part that's tough, is it's just like, man, I do not like to see that. And I don't know if it's just like everyone from the pandemic just had pent-up energy, and now they're just got to take it out by just ripping through lights and having no time doing it, you know? Like, I'm not going to sit at this fucking light. I already had to sit in my house for 6 months. I don't know. It happened a while ago when we all were stuck, and we were in Iowa, and it's not like we were all really cooped up that much. So I swear it's worse. Like, I don't remember this, like, 5 years ago, this being as bad as, like, every day I'm seeing cars just whip through the intersection. You know? I don't know, I'm trying to think, like, I've been on the interstate in Des Moines, and there's cars that just weave in and out of traffic. It's like they think they're Dom Toretto without the NOS button. But I feel has been kind of always, unfortunately, there. You'll see these cars, you're just like petering along at like 60 miles an hour. You look up and you're like, oh, that car seems to be coming fast. And you look forward and the car's passing you. And you're like, shit, that car is safe. And after they pass you, they weave three lanes of traffic over, and then they weave two lanes back just temporarily, just to get around one vehicle. You know, they could have just waited, you know, probably a couple minutes till like the vehicle's got enough distance between them. But no, they got to prove that they're the best race car driver in the land. I don't know. Like, that's always kind of been there. But I, man, it surprises me how much people drive like nutty professors. Like, it just does, you know. Just going through these intersections, being like, fuck it! We're going through! I don't know. I've tried. I've tried to be better about that and not be as dangerous, because I know there are plenty of other people have unfortunately, like, I've almost got myself into a tough situation. But yeah. That's basically it. I just thought that was crazy. Like, I swear it's been happening more and more. Outside of that, it's raining. It's weird when rain happens in Iowa. It feels like we don't get it as much as we used to. But yeah, I will be curious. The fantasy football season kind of ended abruptly, unfortunately, and more unfortunately for the player on the Bills, who forgot his name already, but who had a cardiac arrest last night during the game. They just stopped it. And really unfortunate for that guy. Hopefully he comes out of it all right. And, you know, because last I saw this morning, Tuesday morning, he's in critical care. So I hope that he can pull through. But yeah, my take on not really that, but it's like, this is just in general, when all these big things happen that no one knows exactly what happens. And this is the problem with social media being so close to people. It's like, I'm having some of my friends or other people, or you go on Twitter, or you go anywhere on social media, there's a bunch of armchair doctors out there. I know someone who's a doctor. I know someone who's, you know, graduated a class or a college with an exercise science degree. And that's like, that's bad shape. And you're just like, how about we all like just pump the brakes a little bit and we'll just wait till everything kind of comes out and then we can have this discourse. That's not how that happens, unfortunately. Everything is about hot take culture. And that's the worst thing about everything, is it's everyone's just so delayed with it. Everyone wants to be right in, or everyone wants to know what's going on. And that's fine. But it's also hard, because it's like, let's take a breather. They'll tell us the information when we need it. We don't all have to try to guess at what it is. Whether it's, unfortunately, this guy's medical issue or some type of breaking news story. And that's honestly, it's all that. Everything is, information gets there as quick as possible, whether it's good or bad information. And if you know anything about journalism, despite what people try to tell you, but the mainstream journalism, or most journalists, I feel like, if they're not, have a clear bias to them, they're reporting the facts. You know, most times they don't report things. They have to get sources and do stuff. You don't just throw shit at the wall. But there's the content ripping websites that just want to get clicks, will do that and just throw shit at the wall, whether it's true or not, and not really do any factual checking. And then they get upset they claim they're better than the mainstream media because they're reporting on things that the mainstream media doesn't, but that's because the mainstream media actually does their job. And so that's always the hard thing, is like, for me, not that I'm like a big time journalist, I do some writing. I took class in college. There was some journalism ethic class type of thing. But you learn, hey, I need to collect the facts and get as objective picture as possible, and not just like put it out there. But today's social media world does not do that. Today's social media world relies upon hey, let's get as much info out here as possible and just get it done. Like, whether it's true or not. Because that's what people want. They just want, they're hungry for information, whether it's believable or not. And so a lie can go all the way around the world before the truth even gets out. So that's like, the injury is something different in the sense of like, you know, it's not, I hope that guy's all right. It's not gonna, the injury's not gonna, you know, or whatever. Like, people slightly wrong on that, not that big a deal, but it points to the bad symptoms of what's decaying our discourse in our country. God, I sound like a, just prophesizing at this point, or whatever. I just sound like a douche. That's what I'm trying to say. But that's the problem at the end of it is that people, that's just, it's quick information that's not necessarily true or not, is ruining people's viewpoints of the media and how things are reported, so they don't know what to trust. And that's part of the thing some of these companies do, is that they put this media, because they're intentionally making people distrustworthy of anything, so then they can feed them more information that's biased to their point of view, because they don't know where to get the true points. And so basically, the moral of the story is, everyone hold your fucking horses. Don't draw conclusions right away. And you can kind of see that happening with this man's injury. And I hope to God he lives and is all right, because it's such a terrible thing. And obviously for them to postpone the game is a big deal. And I don't really care what happens with fantasy football playoffs, because it's truly sad what happened to that man. So whenever this comes out, I hope he's doing better, and if he's not, God help his family, whatever they can do. So pretty traumatizing, pretty sucky. So God bless everyone. Stay safe. Like, subscribe, tell a friend. I will not have an episode next week unless somehow I can convince my wife to let me record one when we're on vacation. But I will probably be on a Mexican beach, drunk, full of Bahama Mamas, and so I'm definitely not going to be thinking about that. So stay safe, y'all. Keep it classy. Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Pandering Talk. If you got any questions, concerns, or comments, just hit us up on our Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, all under The Pandering Talk. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.